Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again in the studios to talk about another annual edition of Project Connect is the head chairperson for the event, Valerie Kreiderman. How are you today, Valerie?
Good. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to have you back on the program. I'm doing fine. Now, how many years have you been doing this? It's been quite a few years, hasn't it?
This is our fifth event sponsored by St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Hale.
And it seems like every year it just keeps growing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It's a wonderful event. And for people who don't know, let's talk about what Project Connect is all about. What is this, Valerie?
Iosco County Project Connect is an event that houses all the resources that we can muster from Iosco County. We also have providers such as Alcona Health Center Dental Services, Here USA of Tawas. We have two hairdressers that provide free haircuts. We have groceries provided by Good News Ministries in Whittemore, and we have personal items. You get a bag of those. They are purchased and processed by First United Methodist Church of Whittemore in Wilbur, and that's through our grant funding through the Iosco County Community Foundation. And then this year we're going to have, thanks to the Knights of Columbus and Hale, some cleaning supplies. And then I had a private donation of some school supplies. Fish is going to provide, once again, our clothing of Hale. And we have several other human resource providers that will be there with us. And we try to get everything as much as we can under one roof so that everyone that comes through our door at 10 a.m. has all these resources at their fingertips.
All right. Now, what is that one roof this year? Where's this being
held? Plainfield Township Hall in Hale, downtown Hale. You can't miss it.
That's right. You can't. I'm looking at the list here. There are all kinds of services being offered, and all of these are free services, right, for the day?
Everything is free. Everything also, though, is on a first-come, first-served basis, and we do have limited supplies, and we do have limited time. So if you're looking for dental, you would... to have your teeth cleaned, you'd want to be right in line first off. If you do, though, I should say, if you want something more than just to have your teeth cleaned, you will need to go to the clinic located in Oscoda on the former Wirt Smith Air Force Base. But on our side at the Township Hall, you'll just be able to have your teeth cleaned.
All right.
Which is hygiene.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, do they need to bring any kind of card? Is this, for people who are part of social services or anything like that?
No, nothing. Nope.
This is open to anyone who would like to take in these services.
Anyone. Anyone that would like to get additional information, such as Experience Works, Chemical Bank of Hale will be there, the District Health Department, Catholic Services. There will be housing programs, Lakewood Manor, IRESA, ICOLA, the Iosco County Commission on Aging will be there, Alzheimer's Support, Veteran Programs, Michigan Works, Plainfield Fire Township Department will be there, Hospice, Michigan Rehabilitation, Progressive Therapy, St. Joseph will be there, Family Independent Agency, Michigan Connect of Alcona Health, as well as Walmart Vision will also be there, Here USA. There's all sorts of agencies there, and everything, once again, is free.
Is free. And, you mentioned those. That means there'll be vision checks and hearing checks and even haircuts, is that
free
right?
Free haircuts.
Wow.
My friend Wendy Kessler and her cohort in crime, Catherine Johnson, they give out. They're going to be doing free haircuts this year.
All right. Now Valerie, where did the idea come for this? This is your fifth one. How did this all come together 5 years ago?
Well, 5 years ago, I worked for Alcona Health Center, and I was a former hairdresser, and I was asked if I would give free haircuts. And as I stood there in line up in Alcona County waiting for people to come through the door, I thought, oh my gosh, we need this in Iosco County. So I resigned, and I do this now.
Very nice. You mentioned it's sponsored by St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Hale. And you mentioned again where they can get more information on this, because this is a big list. If they want a list and to find out more, how do they do that, Valerie?
They can call St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 989-728-4082.
All right. It's happening Tuesday, October 15th from 10 until 2. Now, if there's somebody out there listening in who would like to provide a service, is there still time to do that?
Yes, they can. They can call the church. St. Paul's will either get a hold of Pastor Muley or Susan, and they'll let me know.
All right. And again, that phone number is?
989-728-4082.
Project Connect, Iosco County's Day of Hospitality, a free day of service for those in need. Again, Tuesday, October 15th, 10 to 2, Plainfield Township Hall on M65 in Hale. And
A free lunch.
Oh, you can't. How can you forget a free lunch?
I can't.
Free lunch also,
that,
huh?
Yes, that is supplied by St. Pius Catholic Church of Hale, the ladies and the Knights of Columbus. They do a wonderful job, and I wouldn't want to forget to thank them.
And again, all are welcome. Don't need to bring any kind of card or anything.
No.
And there's no appointments necessary.
That's right. First come, first serve. Doors open at 10 a.m.
Very good. And again, it's Tuesday, October 15th. And Valerie, the phone number again, they can call for more information.
989-728-4082.
Very good. Project Connect, the Iosco County Day of Hospitality is Tuesday, October 15th from 10 to 2. And the chairperson for the event, Valerie Kreiderman. Valerie, thank you for joining us here from Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin and WKJC.